Joining us is meteorologist Carol Christensen. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, Carol, I looked at the map before I talked with you, and looks like we might be getting a little snow. What's coming?
Snow is in the forecast for tomorrow, well, late tonight, but mainly tomorrow, and we might need to get out them shovels, a few inches of snow as possible.
That's the first time I've heard you say the word shovel this way.
I know, isn't that something? So I hope we all don't put on our back on this one.
So a couple of days, it's going to get a little colder, is that
it? And then it's going to be finally a winter. We're going to see below normal temperatures with lows possibly below zero and highs in the teens, which is no big deal for most of us.
And how long is that going to last?
It will last through much of the weekend, and then we're going to go back into the seesaw pattern again. Up and down, as far as temperatures go, and not any big snowstorms on the horizon.
Well, that could bode not too well for a couple of sled dog races that are coming up.
Right. We'll try to put in our order for more snow for that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that would be the Bear Grease, and I think there's one in Ashland, the Apostle Islands. That's in February, so we might have snow for that one, but I guess the Bear Grease people are going to meet on the 15th and determine whether or not it's going to be safe to run.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hope that, I know you don't have a lot of control over this, but let's hope that we do have to shovel. That might be a good sign.
It might be, yes.
What about deepening drought with all of this no snow we've been having?
Right. Well, the extreme drought area has expanded to cover pretty much all of the tip of the Arrowhead, all of Lake County, Cook County, part of St. Louis County now because of the lack of moisture.
And this kind of snow we're going to get isn't going to make that much difference, right?
No, the kind of snow we're going to get is less than an inch of water equivalent. So it's going to take many, many inches of snow or spring rains to get out of the drought. It's not going to happen overnight.
That's kind of not good news, I guess.
Right.
Spring rains. Let's not talk about spring yet. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Nah. Well, we'll look forward to a little snow and a little colder weather, and then maybe next week back to kind of the seesaw. You said, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We'll keep checking in with you. We'll talk to you next week and hope that there is more snow in the forecast.
Very good.
We've been speaking with the National Weather Service meteorologist, Carol Christensen, in the Duluth office. Thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome.